Hello.
Hi, Armando. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because of the account and the past due balance, but also to let you know that they are going to be canceling your website today, bluegrassconstruction21.com. But if you wanted to keep the site, we could do that for a $49 monthly hosting fee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is the, I have not seen anything, honestly.
Oh.
I don't even know. We've been, you know, we're busy with, like, we never did the Google verification. I didn't even know the website was up. We haven't got any leads from you guys actually either. I do want to keep, like, marketing with you guys. How much is the balance due? I just haven't had the time to do this.
The balance is $249, but if you want to do that, I'll give you a whole month on the back end, and we'll avoid the August 13th payment, meaning we could collect the one payment that was due on July 13th. And
okay.
Then let's see, today is the 7th, so I would push the next one out to September 7th, so you'd be paid in full for a full month. But I would want you to set at least 10 minutes aside at some point and get that video recording done. That way we can, you know, get your business on the first page of Google. What's happening behind the scenes there, just so you know, Armando, is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area.
Right.
So when the, you know, ask for that video verification, it's actually a really good thing because they're protecting you. And all you have to do is go on there and upload a couple of things to show that you're valid, right?
Okay, yes. I did that with another company I had for another business that I had in the past. Let me go ahead and I don't have much time right now, but I do want to say this call. Let me go ahead and take it. Let's do that. Let me go ahead and take whatever, and I appreciate you guys voting the whole month. And then I'll schedule something for Monday. I don't know if you guys can. I'll go ahead and take care of the $249 that is owed right now.
Yes. And then on Monday, you want them to call you to walk you through the verification. You got
it.
Well,
I hired someone that she's going to help me take care of this because sometimes I'm really busy at the job site. I don't have time for taking this call. So I'm hire someone, I told her.
And she can do it on Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll add her as an authorized user, but first let's do the billing, then I'll add her so they can talk to her on Monday, and then you're good to go. So go ahead and give me the card number for the one past due payment.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Sure.
So it's a Visa.
Let's see
a picture of it this morning because my crew has my card right now, but I took a picture of it. Okay. So you ready?
Smart. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
4034-8700-4977-2831. Mm-hmm. Expiration date 0828. And the code on the back is 279. And
279.
The same address from the house.
The Todd's Point Road for the billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Okay, so let me get that past due amount. Okay, it went through, so you're paid in full now until September 7th because I'm giving you that extra time on the back end. I'm going to email you the instructions for the video verification again so you can pass it on to that girl that you hired. But for now, what is her name? I'm going to add her as an authorized user.
Her name is Roxy.
Roxy, okay.
Yes.
Do you have a separate email or phone number, or do you want me to just put that in here for now?
So her name is Roxy Collette. I think that's
Collette.
We can get the Collette. Yeah, Collette, something like that.
I don't have her W. That's enough if she were to call in for them to help her, if I just add that. But if she has a separate email or phone number, I can put it in here now.
No, I'm going to give her access to my email because she's going to start taking care of this and help me out with paperwork and stuff like that. So I want everything to be on the same email. And on the phone number, call this number for now. I'll talk to her over the weekend and see if she's okay for me to give her a number. I'm more than likely going to get it a different line. to
sure.
You know, like for her to use. But I'll talk to her about it in the meanwhile. But in the meanwhile, I just want to
okay.
take care of this. Monday, give me a call, please, or have somebody
yes.
send me out.
I will. I'm going to put a message into customer service right now to call you on Monday, and then also email you the instructions again for the video verification. So if
yes.
she needs your business license or a picture of your work vehicle or anything like that, you can kind of gather that all up, and she'll have it ready for Monday, okay?
Perfect. What time do you think they call
okay.
me Monday?
I can set it as an appointment if you want a certain time, but if not,
yes,
I was just going to put for Monday. Okay, what time are you thinking?
Why don't we do like, can you guys do like 11:30, 12 o'clock?
Sure. Okay, I'm gonna grab an 11:30 or a 12 o'clock appointment on Monday, depending on what's available, and then I'll make sure that they call you within that window, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Armando. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.